College basketball season is on the horizon. For fans, it's a time of anticipation. For elite high school players, it's when they get a reality check. That's the case for Jellimore Diabate. He's a senior at the North Carolina School of Science and Math, and he produced this story as part of WUNC's Summer Youth Reporting Institute.
My father, Mamadou Diabate, is one of the best choral players in the world. He knows the discipline it takes to excel at his craft.
Well, nobody beat me in competition. And there is no choral player in the world I'm afraid to compete against because I know who I am. I believe myself. I know my talent.
I don't play choral. I play basketball. Like many high school basketball players, I dream of playing at the next level on a college basketball team. Throughout my spring and summer, I've spent hundreds of hours in gyms like this one at Prolific Park in Greensboro. I travel with the Bull City Silverbacks. It's an AAU team that plays in front of college scouts and coaches from NCAA Division I, II, and III schools. Jason Porter, the scouting director for All-Star Preps, has dedicated his life to evaluating players and helping them play college ball. While almost everyone at this tournament shares the dream, Jason says only a few will make it.
Usually if you haven't got an offer on you by the end of your junior year, then chances of a D1 happening for you, or even a D2 in some cases, are going to be kind of slim.
I'm not surprised to hear this. My coaches, parents, and teachers have been telling me for years I might have a chance of playing college ball. I know it's a long shot, but as my friend Justin Kobler says, there's a lot we can do to increase our chances.
This past spring, after our season ended, I emailed the coaches at Harvard, Princeton, and Yale because those were all schools I really wanted to go to. All of them responded back. All of them invited me to their team camps.
Most camps cost money, sometimes hundreds of dollars, and there's the cost of travel. Justin went to all of these team camps, but still doesn't have an offer from a D1 school. Some of my top colleges for academics and ball are D1. But as a scout, Jason says that may not be an option for me.
D1, I would say, percentage-wise, I'd give you about a 1% chance. Just because if they wanted you, they'd already be on you. Getting a D1 is, you have a better chance of finding an 18-leaf Shamrock at this point in time. You're a D3 player.
My dad definitely believes that education is the priority for my future, but he still wants me to excel at the sport I love.
How would you feel if I didn't end up playing college basketball?
Well, it will be sad for me if you don't play. But, let's focus. Let's see what's going to happen this years and a half before your graduation, okay? You don't give up. You stay fighting. You don't back up. That's the competition there.
I'm still working hard at school and pursuing college basketball. Justin and I are leading our team as seniors in the winter, so college coaches, if you're listening, we'll be working. For WUNC's Summer Youth Reporting Institute, I'm Jellimore Diabate.